deslizar en recuerdos quietos. Y en balas rasantes que matan. Come de mi carne.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Entre Caníbales. This is Mia Rose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for not being here last week. I think we all were a little bit busy, maybe, last week. Last week was election day, exactly 1 week ago. So, yes, a lot of mixed emotions about that, but oh well, we continue forward. We keep going, because there's nothing we can do anymore right now. But, you know, the fight continues. So, welcome back. I have a really nice show today. Yesterday, my dad, if you guys don't know this, my dad has a podcast called El Poder de la Música. Shout out my dad. And he has, every week he has invited guests. He has guests every week, and they're all different genres of music, maybe even in the industry, or if they're not exactly musicians, if they, you know, work as managers, whatever. And yesterday he had this guy, his name is Mateo, he's from a band called Conociendo Rusia. And I really love his music. He's done collaborations with Diamante Eléctrico, who I've mentioned before, who I've done a show about. And I guess I just wanted to do a show about the local music in Argentina, the more of the contemporary and modern music of Argentina, because it's something, honestly, I'm not very familiar with. A lot of the music I'm playing today is music that I've heard for the first time in the past couple of days. So I'm very excited to play it. And it's all very great. It's all very exciting. But I am starting the show actually with a song by Conociendo Rusia, which, fun fact, Mateo, the singer, kind of like the head of the band, he is the son of Spinetta's keyboard player. And if y'all don't know who Spinetta is, he is like maybe the first guy in Argentine rock to kind of like lead the movement of Argentine rock, and yeah, spread that music. So we'll be listening to him first, and then some other music that I'll talk about later. So see you guys in a bit.
Canciones que no hablen de vos, pero no me sale. Quiero que los días pasen sin tu color, quiero que me llames. Cómo llegaste vos, todo al mismo tiempo, casi como un cuento.
bloqueado con la casilla de mensajes. Mateo. Por favor, deje un mensaje.
Y para mí, una canción de amor es tu recuerdo, y para mí, una canción de amor es tu reflejo. Oh.
Okay. Hey, guys. So those couple songs that we just listened to, and this one, are songs that I'm actually familiar with. I've listened to, and now we're entering into unfamiliar territory. All of the songs that are coming up are songs that I've listened to for the first time in the past couple days, like I mentioned earlier. So I'm very excited to listen to them and to, you know, listen to them with you guys. I don't know if you guys maybe know them. Would be cool if y'all did, but if you don't, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to show you guys some new music. But yeah, so we just listened to La Declaración by a band called El Zar. And we're listening right now to this song called Despacio by a band called Isla de Caras, Island of Faces. Coming up next, we got El Tesoro by El Mató a un Policía Motorizado. And this band is actually really interesting. So they're from Argentina, and they formed in 2003 when some of the members were in high school. And they came out with their first album in 2004 and didn't release another album until 2012, which is a very, very long time. But I think a lot of bands that have been around for such a long time have been releasing for... Well, that... A lot of bands... Hold on. I'm getting my ideas a little bit crisscrossed. My wires are getting a little crossed. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that I feel like a lot of the bands that have been releasing music for such a long time aren't getting a lot of recognition until now. And I think that is partly due to, you know, social media and media in general and festivals and all of that kind of bring a lot of these bands that have been around for a long time back into mainstream, and not necessarily mainstream, but back into kind of the people's radars, which is really cool to, you know, I think that's one of the good things about social media. There are many, many bad things associated with social media, as we all know, but that is something I really appreciate from the media. I don't really know what I'm saying right now. I hope you guys enjoy the next song, and then I'll be back to talk in a little bit. I'm gonna get my wires back in line.
Paso todo el día pensando en vos. Que hay de mal en todo esto. Paso todo el día pensando en vos. Vos pensás que pierdo el tiempo. Que habías preguntado por mí.
Me gusta estar de nuevo acá.
Aunque no hayas preguntado por mí,
voy a quedarme un poco acá.
Cuidarte siempre a vos en la derrota. Hasta el final, el final. Todo lo que hago es para vos.
pierdo el tiempo.
Perdón si estoy de nuevo
atrás. Pensé que habías preguntado por mí.
Me gusta estar de nuevo atrás.
Aunque no hayas preguntado por mí. Siempre a vos en la derrota, hasta el final, el final. La depresión sigue picando, la depresión.
Detenernos si nos uniéramos, o si quisiéramos. superficie has tocado para verme. Has resucitado, no la vi venir. Pienso en lo que hubiera sucedido y me hago cargo. Soy otro salvaje, otro partener.
Can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1 out of 3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your safe fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. There was a fire at a home here in the area just a couple days ago, and it was... I saw some images from it, and it's super sad that they lost everything. So if you guys are listening, our hearts go out to you. We hope that you guys are safe. But yeah, so we just listened to another song by Isla de Caras called I'm not gonna try. Pero quería mandar un saludito a mi a Gina, a Tita, que creo que también está oyendo, a mi mami, a mi papi también, y a Eva. Los quiero mucho. Okay, so coming up next, we will be listening to a song by this band called Monte Grande, again also from Argentina. And this song, it sparks a very particular memory. If you guys don't know this about me, I run a platform. It's kind of stagnant right now, but I run a platform in Miami and here in Boston that supports local bands, musicians, artists, etc. And I've this upcoming song that we're about to listen to. It has the same sound of like local bands. Like it really encapsulates what a local band kind of sounds like. And I was talking about this with Charlie maybe even just a couple days ago. But really any local band from any area kind of sounds like this. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I just think that it's just an interesting similarity that all of these bands have. Like, even this band from Argentina has a very similar sound to this local band from Chicago that I listened to the other day. It's, I don't know what it is, but it's something about like the indie aspect of local bands that they all kind of just share a similar sound, which again, I don't think is a bad thing. But let's listen to this song, and I'll be back in just a couple songs just to talk a little bit more. See you guys.
ya no me da miedo perder.
Back and bring some information about all of these bands, but they're so local and they're so small, not necessarily small, but I guess so local to their neighborhoods in Argentina that there really isn't much information about them online. I think the only way to really get to know them is by listening to them. And, you know, you can learn a lot about what these bands stand for and who they are by listening to them. So if you guys are interested in this playlist, feel free to just reach out to me and ask me for it. I'll send it to you. Or you can follow me on Spotify, which is mia.ro.se. And then you can listen to all of the Entre Caníbales episodes. But I actually wanted to come back with you guys, with a very quick, very funny, I don't know if this is funny, but with this little tidbit of information. So there is a movie being filmed here in Boston featuring Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. And yes, they're filming in Boston and they need extras. And the call, like the, I guess the casting call says, do you have what friends and family lovingly call a distinctive face? Then you might be the perfect candidate to play an extra in The Drama, the new movie that they are both starring in. And yeah, the casting director posted an open call for extras with distinctive faces to work on the A24 movie. And you must be 18 or older, but you get paid $200 for every 8-hour workday. So it's, you know, a little fun thing if you're interested in doing. I may or may not submit my name. You have to submit like 1 to 4 pictures of your face. So that'll be really funny. You know, I used to do musical theater, funnily enough. That was different. time of my life, guys, but it was a part of my life, and there was a really long time in my life, that I wanted to be a musical theater, a musical theater actor. I wanted to be an actor for such a long time. I went to an art middle school and high school, but for my art middle school, I applied with a portfolio for art, which I ended up getting in with, and I applied, I did a monologue for the theater department, and they did not accept me, and that's when I realized that that was not for me, and I gave up on it. I gave up on it, and I'm not gonna say that I'm glad I did. I think it taught me, you know, that time in my life taught me a lot of things about myself, and, you know, confidence and projection and all of that. And dance, I did a lot of dance too, but I gotta be real with you, I'm glad that I'm doing what I'm doing now. I'm an artist, yeah, and I'm doing a lot of new work, so very excited to share with you guys a lot of my new work as well. But yeah, right now we're listening to Mi Corazón by Tango Astral featuring Pacifica. Pretty cool song, I really like this one. This one's very groovy. It's also released, it was released this year. But coming up next, we got a song called Ir y Venir by this band called Spaghetti Western. And I thought that was a very funny name, because recently I've been thinking a lot of, well, not I've been thinking a lot about it, but with Charlie we've been talking about, and if you guys don't know it, Charlie also has a show here on WMFO. It'll be tonight from 10 to 11 p.m. right here, same place. But we've been talking a lot about spaghetti westerns and all of these, like, Western, you know, cowboy films, but directed by Italian people. And it's really funny because a lot of the movies are all, like, filmed, like, the actors are filmed talking in their native language, and then it's just dubbed. It's a very bad dub, and it's just dubbed over in English or whatever other language. And yeah, it's funny because I think they were also filmed in Europe, something like that. I can't give you too much information because I'm not very sure about it. But let's listen to, yeah, Ir y Venir by Spaghetti Western. See you guys in a bit to say goodbye.
Thank you. planeta tiene un corazón? Si está enamorado de la luna, ¿cómo lo estoy yo de vos? Cuando sale gira con el viento, me sacude con su vendaval. Sopla cuando sabe que le miento y no afloja la tormenta. Hoy un loco apareció y me recordó que el camino es largo, que no sea cabezón. Hay un mundo para conocer.
Un bote y al mar, irme a navegar lejos. Algo se ha clavado en mí. Del fuego ni hablar, se cayó mi secreto que no me deja
Hace días que yo me pregunto si el planeta tiene un corazón, si está enamorado de la luna como lo estoy yo de vos. Hoy el loco no está más, desapareció. Si el tiempo se pasa, no quiero perdérmelo. Hay un mundo más por conocer. Un bote y al mar, irme a navegar lejos. Algo se ha clavado en mí. Del fuego ni hablar, se cayó mi secreto. Que no me deja dormir. Quiero deambular, charlar con mis dos viejos que me cuidan por ahí. No me encontrarán, soy un charlatán necio que se pierde para vivir. Oh, oh.
Believe that it's already been 50 minutes, well, almost 52 minutes that the show started. I can't believe it. I can't believe that time flies this fast, and it's been flying this fast. Can you believe that we're already in November? Almost halfway through November. It's absurd, and it's so dark out, and I gotta go walk home now. But I'll be back tonight for Charlie's show as well. But yeah, sun has set here. Sun set like 20 minutes ago. but yeah, I don't know. I was going to say something and I totally forgot, but I'm glad to be back after a week. You know, like I said earlier, I wasn't here last week because of the election, etc. I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, we just listened to a song called Charlatan by Gauchito Club. And right now, this is another song by El Matón Policía Motorizado called Chica de Oro. One thing, I remember what I was going to say. You will know if somebody is Argentinian. And I don't mean to, what's the word? To be mean or anything, not at all. But you will know if somebody is Argentinian by the way that they pronounce chicken in Spanish. Pollo. Pollo. Double L is the Y, right? Pollo. they say it pollo. So when they say pollo, you know, you're like, ah, that guy's Argentinian. And so since a lot of all of these bands don't really have much information about where they're from or any of that, I gotta be real with you. I listened to the songs and heard for the sh and like the sho and the sh and the sh. And I was like, these people are from Argentina. They're Argentinian bands. And so I'm gonna, you know, do some more research on them. Not, I don't want to, this is also not, I don't want to be mean. Don't, you know, I'm not whatever. Anyways, let's finish listening to this song, and then I'll be back for the official goodbye in just a bit. Alright, so we're finishing off our show, with a song by Conociendo Rusia. I decided why not end the show the way I started it. And yeah, he's been on my mind lately, so why not? But thank you guys for joining. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate everybody who's listening. Again, if you want to listen to this playlist, reach out to me. I'll send it. But I will see you next week, same time, same place, even when the sun is down. But this has been Mia Rose with Entre Caníbales, and you are still listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Again, see you next week, and thank you for listening. Bye.
Solo necesito tu amor es tan fuerte, calma el dolor, dolor que siento en el fondo del corazón. Sumo millas, subo fotos, no hay ninguna de nosotros, la distancia también me duele a mí. A 10,000 pies de altura, siento que sube la locura, la tormenta siempre está por venir. Solo necesito tu amor es tan fuerte, calma el dolor, dolor que siento en el fondo del corazón. Solo necesito tu amor es tan fuerte, calma el dolor. Ganas de tocarlas y me imagino otra vida para mí. Sueño con perder el tiempo, vamos que nos lleva el viento. No te preocupes, nena, yo soy así. Solo me
He would always laugh and say, "Remember when we used to play?"